Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Modern day game does not impress me. It's super easy when you don't get hit as a quarterback and when you can't reroute receivers and when you can't hit guys across the middle. I love Tom Brady. I love Aaron Rodgers. I love these guys. It's not impressive. What's impressive is what they did.
You know, like they say, playing quarterback's really easy. I mean, everybody plays it so well in the old days and now. I mean, you know, it's just easy. Mark Ross is an NFL Network analyst, nice enough to join us. NFL Network provides more than 80 hours of live Super Bowl week coverage, man. You're going to get it morning, noon, and night from all over the country as we say good morning to Mark. Mark, how you doing, bud?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
Yeah, you knew quarterback's always been easy to play, right? Even
no,
in today.
Nothing. Especially when you pull up those old clips of Dilfer clean pockets, throwing things in the stands and missing wide open guys. Of course, yeah, it's why he's in the Hall of Fame, right?
Hey, man.
Oh, no, I mean, come on. Are we serious with this guy? It's, I don't even know. I don't even know why you make that statement. It's ridiculous.
I don't know. He's got a great knack to really rubbing me the wrong way, though, just between
a lot of people.
I mean, I appreciate he's a high school coach, and now he got a college job. But to get up there and on that dominant defense that he played on, like, calm down a little bit there, big fella. I like that big brother going down the street, too, where everybody's scared to death of me. All right, enough of that stuff. Boy, I'll tell you what, this Super Bowl's really interesting, Mark, and I wanted to talk about this a little bit. I saw everybody ranking the players, and we're going to do all kinds of stuff. Who's got the best players? And so the list I saw started with Kansas City with the three best players in this game. Obviously, Mahomes, obviously, Kelce, and Chris Jones is a studded defensive tackle. Then it's a whole bunch of Philly players, pretty much. Listen, I think this Philly roster is one of the best rosters I've seen in a long time, especially they seem to be really healthy. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I've been talking about Philly. Well, first of all, preseason for NFL.com, I picked this matchup here, Chiefs-Eagles in the preseason. And then midseason, well, I had the Chiefs beating the Eagles. And midseason, I flipped it with the Eagles beat the Chiefs. And because of the talent on the entire roster, how stacked they were at each position group, and also because of the emergence and the ascension of Jalen Hurts. So, and I'm staying with that. And I mean, you look at every single position group, they got Pro Bowlers all over the place, you know, and legitimate guys. And, you know, even the guys that didn't make the Pro Bowl, they've got legitimate, you know, James Bradbury didn't make the Pro Bowl. And it's, you know, they just got legitimate guys all over the place. And yeah, you can't argue against Kelce, Chris Jones, but you know, when you just go through, you know, 10, 12, 15 guys on the Phillies roster. I just love what they've done. Howie Roseman has to get all the credit in the world for putting that together. And he has a mix, despite what Jerry Jones said. I mean, they've got a mix of veterans. They got young guys. They got everything on that roster. Put that together, and it's super complete and really talented.
And they got a couple of number one picks on top of it. That just doesn't seem fair, man. Yeah. Also a couple of number ones to play with, right?
No question. Yeah, and that's what it is. They've got a talented roster with guys – you know, not going to lose the guys at the end of the year. And then they've got all kinds of draft picks coming up, high draft picks that they did from trades, trading players and getting first-round picks for those guys. So, yeah, you're going to see Philly for a while. If you don't like Philly, you better sad because you're going to get used to seeing them a lot.
My thought is that, and I may be wrong, but that we're going to see Philly be able to run the football at some point at a pretty good clip against Kansas City. Do you agree with that?
100%. I mean, that's what Philly does. You know, of course, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are always threats. And Jalen has shown his ability to, you know, that's really where he's improved his game the most.
Right.
But that's what they do, man. They just beat you down with that offensive line and just keep coming at you. And the Chiefs really, you know, that's where they're vulnerable. And Chris Jones is, as I've been saying, the best defensive tackle in football and that crew up front. But they haven't seen anything like this with a team that can just pound them like this and just run right downhill. So I think that's going to be really the difference.
Yeah. No, it's going to be fun to watch and see just how good it can be. I'm going to bring it back to South Florida because we always do with you a little bit. Vic Fangio, surprise you that he's the defensive coordinator of the Miami Dolphins? Did you see that one coming?
I didn't. Obviously, he was the hot guy, the hot coordinator. There's really some great coordinator hires in this off season. You know, guys kind of get shuffled around there. But, he was in high demand, it seemed, there in Denver and a couple other places. And, you got McDonald, you got the young guy again. You're talking about mix of ages and experience and stuff. You got McDaniel doing his thing there on the offensive side, head coach. And then now you got Vic Fangio, who's proven himself to just be one of the best defensive coordinators in kind of this modern game. So if anyone can save the day, it'll be him.
I was going to ask you, what kind of things, Mark, when you hear Vic Fangio's coming and probably going to change things around with this group of guys that he has and guys that still going to be coming back free agency and through the draft, what is it that's different about him that fans can expect when they watch his defense?
Yeah, I mean, they're just you hear about every coordinator in their press conference, we're going to be more aggressive, and that's. But he really is. I mean, the way his D's play, with the Giants going up against him when he was at San Fran and stuff, and you know those guys just really attack. It's not aggressiveness; it's you're attacking, and that's kind of what they do. Now that being said, you still need players, so they better get some more players in there to fit in what's going on and what he does and. Nothing ever happens. I don't care what kind of coordinator you are. If you don't have the players, it's not going to get done. So they still need to get some more players in there to make sure that they can compete.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm with you and really curious to see. So the Dolphins are sitting here talking about, and I know we've done this before, and it's not to do with Tua, but they're all in on Tua. But I think it's clear to everybody, no matter what, you got to get somebody to come in behind Tua to help you win games. There's already a shortage of quarterbacks, in my opinion. That means there's a shortage of a backup quarterback. Where do you go to find a – help me out a little bit.
Yeah, it's there's not enough good starting quarterbacks. You know, people are just – the backups. And, you know, you can get lucky with a Cooper Rush here and with Dallas and got through a few games with that or guys here and there. Brock Purdy had a little bit magic here and there. But essentially there's not enough good starting quarterbacks. So when you got a backup, you're really just trying to get through a couple games. You just got to find a guy that can get you through a couple games. And if they have to play over an extended period of time, then you have no chance. And unfortunately, that's just the reality of the NFL. So where do they go? You know, Teddy Bridgewater is – that guy was considered – I would have considered him one of the backup quarterbacks that you have. So you're not going to get better than Teddy Bridgewater. So – but he's been injury-prone as well. So that's the problem, and that's just the stark reality of the NFL. And no matter how you cut and slice it, you've got about five or six great quarterbacks who these teams know that every year you have a chance with them. Then you got a bunch of guys that are mediocre and everything has to go right. And then you got a bunch of bad quarterbacks. And you got some backups who just, once they play and if they had to play for an extended period of time, it's like, okay, let's plan for next year. Right. I don't know where long story short, I don't know where they really go for it because you're not going to find better than Teddy Bridgewater.
Well, so the other part of this is, you know, it looks to me, and Mark, you probably started studying this already. Looks like we got three or four quarterbacks coming into this draft. They're probably going to be asked to play pretty quickly. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and that's what happens within the draft cycle, where ideally the expectations don't have a guy come in who has issues to work out on their own, strengths and weaknesses as a player that they have to work out and they need time. And, okay, just jump in here, go save a franchise.
Right.
And that's what kind of hurts guys. And some people are built for that, but those guys are rare. And the Joe Burrows of the world, those are once-in-a-lifetime players. And the expectations for all these guys every year to just jump in and do that and play and perform and take everything, it's so much more than just going on the field and performing to be a franchise quarterback and leading a franchise. There's so much that goes into it, and that's just a lot to throw at guys. Ideally, you like them to just kind of develop and wait and learn and get better, but franchises are desperate, owners are desperate, right. coaches and jobs on the line. Like, we got to save this. Let's go.
Right. See if our guy can play and get him some experience, get his feet wet. So the other problem is the offensive line. I know down here a lot of guys are banged up and stuff, and overall they play better than the year before. But what do we – it just seems like that's the other – every week you get ready to play somebody and Dolphins go to play and they go, oh, yeah, we got a bunch of offensive linemen out. It looks like there's a shortage of real quality offensive linemen too. Would those be the top two positions – for you, quarterback and offensive line?
Yeah, so here's kind of the inverse sort of proportion there. Right? The better your quarterback is, then you can kind of – the worse your offensive line can be. They
I
make
agree.
Up for a lot of the sins
yes.
of the O-line. So if you got Joe Burrow, we talk about him, or Mahomes, you know, they can make up for those guys. When you got a bad quarterback, then they look even worse if you've got a bad offensive line because they can't overcome that. Mahomes works magic. Justin Hurt, you know, those great guys, Tom Brady, the perfect example. No one has any idea any offensive lineman that played with that guy all those years because he just made everybody better. Once you start struggling at quarterback, you don't have a good quarterback, then your offensive line looks worse. So, yes, you definitely want to have as strong of an offensive line as possible, but the better your quarterback is, then you can kind of get away with having some average guys up there, and then they'll overcome that. And their greatness makes the whole offense
right.
better because of what they do.
Let me ask you this. Are you high on Carr as a free agent? That I mean, he's going to get some offers, obviously. Do you think he'll have a lot of teams interested in him?
Yeah, I think so. With Carr, there'll be a lot of interest just because of the type of person he is and the leadership he's shown, how stable he is. He could be the face of the franchise. He did everything the right way there. With the Raiders, and teams will covet that. And then that'll give him a little more cachet on the player. You know, he's going to get better. We're going to see the Pro Bowl Derek Carr because, you know, you don't have to worry about all the other things, and you want all those other intangibles that he brings. So, yes, if you're a franchise, and as I mentioned, you got five or six guys who were
right.
those guys, and then, all right, well, who are you looking at? Well, Derek Carr looks super appealing now when you look at the whole landscape of quarterbacks to say, you know what? This guy has shown flashes of brilliance, been in the Pro Bowl. He's everything you want on the intangible side for a franchise. We need to get this guy. When you're looking at everybody else, do we want to draft a guy? No, Derek Carr looks really appealing now when you put him against everybody else you're looking at.
Yeah, man, I'm with you. One other guy, Aaron Rodgers, who, boy, he plays the offseason game. Boy, he just can't get enough pub in the offseason. Well, even when he's golfing, I'll bet he's the same way when he goes out on a date. Everybody knows his dates don't last very long anyway. But, I mean, my man, he just teases everybody. What do you think happens with Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, man, just let it end, please. I mean, I'm done with it. I mean, we talk about it ad nauseum on the network. We got to bring it up every day, and I'm just enough with this guy. Please. Yeah, it's the thing with him was with the contract. You know, he's not going to walk away from that $60 million that
no
Green
way.
Bay owes him. So it's all this we're going through here. I think when we get to the certain point, he's still going to be in Green Bay because he's not turning down that $60 million. And I don't think any team is going to really give up a whole truckload of money or draft picks for him. And what gets lost with Aaron Rodgers the last 3 years, and this is I bring it up on the network all the time. This guy has lost three straight games, win or go home games, two NFC Championship games in the game this year to go to the playoffs, and he's played poorly. And, you know, everybody wants to go back to the great Aaron Rodgers and what has happened, but he really has not come through on the biggest stage in the biggest games of the year for Green Bay for the past 3 years. And that gets overlooked because the second he walks off the field, he starts the all-season drama stuff. And I really think that's calculated and planned that he does this so people don't talk about, hey, man, this guy didn't play. He was terrible in these games. And so that gets brushed under the rug.
Mark, be careful because he really does believe he's the smartest man in the NFL. Be careful, man.
I know.
He went to my school. Yeah, he believes he's the smartest guy to ever come out of Berkeley, too. There's no question about that. Hey, Mark, thank you, man. I really appreciate you coming on this morning.
Pleasure.
You take care of yourself.
Sure thing, man. Always a pleasure.
All right. Take care. Mark Ross, NFL Network, joining us. And don't forget, NFL Network provides more than 80 hours of live Super Bowl week coverage, and it has all – already started, man. They are rolling already. Hey, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. We got one hot SUV family, man, to tell you about. Those big, beautiful Tahoes and Suburbans. New look, more space. Are you kidding me? Well, they can't really look any better. I love my Tahoe, man. I love talking about that big, comfortable Tahoe. Wife goes, you want to take mine? I go, no, we'll take mine. My Tahoe's fine. That ought to be a new saying for Chevy. You want to take mine? No. We'll take mine. Because, man, when you get into the South Florida Chevy dealers, SUVs like the Tahoe and Suburban, so comfortable to drive. The midsize SUV almost feels like a big boy. The Traverse, and what a look. Not just the space for a midsize SUV, but a great look. And how about our smaller SUVs? The Trailblazer, the Blazer, and Equinox. I picked the Trailblazer. Yeah, I like it. My Trailblazer and my Tahoe. Man, so much style and substance. And then Silverado trucks. We have so many different style Silverado trucks that we'll find one that's almost custom made for you and your lifestyle. Whether it's a full-time working truck or still needs to get the kids around, or for you to just enjoy because you love trucks, you can't beat a strong, durable Silverado truck. By the way, new or used, doesn't really matter. We want to let you know we got convenient locations. More than that, these are the best overall products we've ever had. So if you're starting to look around, I'm highly recommending that you spend a little time at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today, tonight, tomorrow at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.